This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Nodens.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I like the idea where Lovecraft had said, okay, I need Odin, but how do I tell people he's not Odin? Yeah, Noden.
No, Odin. Nodens is super weird because in this, I was surprised how little text that he gets in this, because I feel like in other reference books, like the encyclopedia, you know, the Cthulhu encyclopedia and stuff, he gets more text.
He's pretty big. Yeah.
He's kind of a big figure because he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I also forgot that he was in Strange High House in the Mist.
Yeah.
Which is like a story I kind of like, even though nothing happens in it. But like, I just assumed this was just more Sandy Peterson developing the Dreamlands.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So this is just a dream. It's the Hunter. It's like a Dreamlands. Oh, I remember where I read more about this guy. It was the Dreamlands like source book.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a huge place in that.
Mm-hmm.
Which don't read it. It's bad.
Well, yeah, because it's about the Dreamlands.
It's not good. It's like out of print, so I thought it'd be really good. And then I found like a really beat up copy for like not very much money and bought it. And
wait, hey, Gary, can you walk me through that decision? They decided to stop making this, so it must be good.
No. It was very rare. Like it's very. Right. Here's the thing, is in Call of Cthulhu. Splat books.
Okay.
A lot of the really rare ones are really well considered.
Gotcha.
Like before they got reprinted, you know, Mask of Nyarlathotep and Horror on the Orient Express were like very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a small company that doesn't have very big print runs on things.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
This kind of new, you know, the Sandy Peterson like monster book and stuff, these very nice glossy kind of things that are in big bookstores. That's like relatively new to this company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this very small print run. So I just heard of it a lot. Like it wasn't supposed to be good. It was like kind of like legendary because it was rare.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's what I need more.
Yeah.
But I picked it up and it's horrible. you know, and read that shit cover to cover and learned a lot about Nodens. The Hunter.
Yeah. So I mean, like, Nodens is he's kind of like the other side of the coin of like Nyarlathotep. Like both of these great figures end up being like concerning themselves more with humans than the others, right?
Yeah.
The others of their kind.
Yep. And he's just not very cool. You know, he's
got a cool car.
He does have a cool car. I like how it's being pulled by unearthly monsters or fantastic beings from earthly legend.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept thinking of him riding around on a seashell pulled by two Slendermans.
Being pulled by a single Venoid.
That's like very good to me. Like just him not understanding, you know, like SpongeBob just drawing him out of action, you know.
It's SpongeBob, but he doesn't like it's not the character of SpongeBob. It's SpongeBob, yeah. But he has the mannerisms, intelligence, and vocal capacities of a horse.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, yeah. SpongeBob, how's it going?
So parentheses sponge noises. But yeah, so I like that part of him. But he doesn't do a lot. Like he doesn't, and according to this, like he doesn't fight.
Right.
He tries to dismiss foes. So he can kind of send them away. But if it doesn't work, he just leaves.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know? I'm going to leave now.
Yeah. It's like, you know, either you go or I go. I'm not going. Oh, okay. I
just, right, yeah. No. Just work it out. Like, not enough for this town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Oh, cool.
So like, one of us has to go. Yeah, no, it's fine. Cool. Yeah, spread out. Stretch your legs.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us, so I'll leave. It's a very funny, like, badass Nodens line.
Yeah. You know? But also like I'm trying to make sense of this so if Nodens is forced to leave because of some such beings resisting his dismissal, he has been known to take a favored human with him part way, left in some random location.
Seems so, pretty shitty.
Seems like a terrible thing to do to somebody who you favor. Like, hey, I'll just drop you off in the middle of space.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
But he he says and back again.
No, that's a separate sentence. Left in some random location. Dot. He's recorded as having taken somebody to the outer reaches of the galaxy and back again. But that is just once.
Yeah. It kind of depends on his mood.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah.
You know. It's pretty weird. And also, like, I guess you'd want that. Like, you know, here comes Yogg-Sothoth.
Mm-hmm.
Nodens tries to banish it. He can't because of fucking course he can't.
Right.
And then Nodens like, well, I'm leaving. Do you want to come? And you're like, yeah.
Like,
you know,
cool.
Like, and then you go, and then he leaves you somewhere and you just like cross your fingers.
Yeah. Well, he leaves you somewhere where there's nothing for you to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I can't breathe the air here. Well, shit.
Yeah. Well, the you know, you hey, Nodens, I can't breathe the air here. And then he like gives you a wry look and says, guess grass or ass.
I mean, he is still a lord of the great abyss. So like,
yeah. Which sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't want to rely on somebody named the Lord of the Great Abyss. Like, I wouldn't let him prepare my taxes.
No. But I would, like, you know, dress for the job you want.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.